Welcome to Naked and Feral. I am Lisa Botello.
And I'm Sandy J. Nelson. We don't have a microphone today.
So hopefully we sound good. If not, bear with us. We'll be better the next time. Today we are going to be talking about going back to situationships, going back to toxic shit because it feels good, because that's what the norm is. Going back to something so toxic because that's what you're used to.
Yeah.
And for example, me, everybody knows I broke up with the big T. We buried him in the backyard. So what do? One of my toxic exes texted me, "Hey, how you doing?" And I responded. Went out to lunch with him and heard he was in a car wreck, wanted to be the saving grace for him, and pretty much just blew that fucker up. I blew that whole situation up. He did, actually, even though, you know, it's toxic, even though it's nothing but bad, I still went back. I went back because it feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're talking about this because a lot of women do that a lot, right?
Going back to their toxic ex, going back to their toxic boyfriend, husband.
Player.
Yeah. Because, I know why I do it. Toxic feels good to me. That's all I've ever known. From my ex-husband to my father to everybody in between. So it felt good. And the way it left off was, he wanted to come over to my house, spend the night, me to go over to his house, spend the night. And I said, no, let's take it slow. Uh-uh. You can come over for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And 10:30 at night, I got a text of a screenshot of texts from him. And it said, I will let you know when I hit Boise Airport. And I'll just Uber to your house. And I'm just in complete shock. I'm like, what is this? Half groggy. And I said, what are you doing? Is some chick flying? And he just said, oh, read a little harder. Look at it a little. Actually, you know what? Let's pull up the text.
Oh, shit.
It said, hopefully I don't butt dial or something. Good God. Okay. It was, I can Uber to your place after I land if you want. He said, yeah, makes sense. Okay, I'll text you when I'm in Boise. And he hearted it. And he said, this is what he's attacking me on, ladies, is the podcast. He said, sure, your podcast and popularity gets you that, exclamation point, little emoji shrugging its shoulders. And I put, gets me what? Or want to try hard, popular. Obviously, the fucker was drunk. I mean, obviously. And I put, is some chick flying out to see you? Serving tables, .. Wasn't my choice, .. Some of us don't have to try so hard. Just figured I would be honest with you. And yes. And I said, so you've been talking to her this whole time for her to be coming to seeing you. And he put, so have you. Like, he's always accusing me of talking to some guy, which is not true. And he just put, don't try. And I put, no, I fucking haven't. And I did say, I'm sick to my stomach. What the fuck? And I said, so go fuck her. Go fuck her when she is with you. And he goes, what do you think is going to happen? LOL. And keep up your bullshit is what he said for me to keep up my bullshit. Anyway, to spare you. He left off was, she isn't on some podcast trying to be popular. She has a good job for the government. And, he continued to put me through some even more torturous shit. And then I just did that. So, yeah, And you know what the sad part of it? I'm going to be brutally fucking raw honest. You know what the sad part about this cycle is? If he would have called me the next day and smooth talked to me, I probably still would be talking to him.
Oh my gosh. Like, so for me, like, and I just love Lisa through all of this because it's her growing through.
Well, and it's like, I know that I know that I know, and I definitely know how to help other people, and I definitely know. But it's that toxic cycle that you need to cut.
Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I think before I met John, those toxics I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just feel like, I mean, which back then they, when I did it, they didn't have the blocking.
Mm-hmm.
I would just totally block and let him out, like let him completely go because he's, I mean, this is the one that thought she called her, that she looked like a slut in the in this.
Oh, he also accused me of sleeping with you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This is how delusional he is.
Men, of course, are going to think that. Maybe some women too. And it's he's so also, stupid.
Yeah. He's also the guy who I didn't answer a text promptly. And he put, I hope he's fucking worth it. I mean, just total toxic. He's an action alcoholic, toxic drunk. But it feels comfortable because a part of that psychoness. A part of his psychoness makes me feel validated because why else would he be psycho if he didn't love me?
Yeah.
And I know I am not the only woman who feels this way that is in a vicious cycle or has been in vicious cycles or anything else. And this is why I'm being so raw to help all of you women.
Yeah. And I see that. And so Lisa's, you know, trying to come out of this vicious cycle. I mean, she knows she's definitely worthy, but it's really hard to break old habits. So it's kind of like, it's really hard. Don't touch that hot stove.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch the hot stove,
but the
Lisa.
Stove burns me because it loves me. And I know it's hot.
But it doesn't.
And that's why I touch
you.
It. No, but that's what the thinking
I know,
is.
I know.
And it's unfortunate, especially in the day and age where little girls are growing up without fathers or their fathers are toxic or their fathers are abusive.
Or the women having affairs. I'm going to go have an affair with this married man and then, you know, or whatever. You know, the same thing.
Yeah. And it's all valid. It's all about validation and feeling loved, that love. And of course I was low because I had bells on my doors and I set fucking posts 3 foot. So, you know, I wanted to have that validation and he is a complete narcissist love bomber to where when you do start first talking to him, he's everything you ever wanted and tells you how beautiful you are. And, oh, come here, mama, just come and just, oh, no. You know, so of course that sugar tastes so sweet, you know, to makes you, to
and
make
you're feeling
you
love because he's. Saying all these wonderful things. And it's like, even though he hurt you, he's actually sorry because
he's scrubbing that scab and getting it off and trying. You feel like it's actually healing.
And then
you.
It's healing. You think it's healing you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And instead, just because, you know, I was trying to take it slow, he didn't like that. And he is an alcoholic. I get the drunk text of she's flying in.
Yeah.
And I will be fucking her. And she is everything that you're not because she's not a whore. On a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a client of mine where it was really hard for her to let go of the toxic relationship. Like,
a lot of women don't have the courage to.
Exactly right. That's why we're doing this podcast.
Right.
A lot of women don't have the courage to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, deep down, you are worthy, you know, but you've been feeling and told all your life. What is your story of why you feel so unworthy? To be loved, and it's something to untangle.
It is, and I'm an intimate sex coach. I can help people. I know that I have the gift, you know, and I have had the gift to help people, and I know what's right and I know what's wrong, but those inner wounds are so deep that I don't think you'll ever be done untangling. I think that you're always constant evolving.
Yes, 100%.
But yeah, a lot of them don't have the courage to. I had the courage to get out of a marriage that was toxic. It was hard.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot of repercussion for it, but you have to have courage to get out of it.
Yeah.
And stop those patterns.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard to stop this. And but these are the tests, right, in mm-hmm. life for us mm-hmm. to become our authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we talk about? It's the spiraling to become these little tests. And mm-hmm. and instead of thinking of it as...
So like me, mm-hmm. For example, I feel like, what an idiot failure. I knew better than to talk to this man,
mm-hmm.
but yet I still did.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that you're growing, and then it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And you might do it again. But like mm-hmm. you're saying, life isn't a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a circle. Mm-hmm. It's a spiral. So as you're spiraling, he might pop back up into my life again.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson is, do I talk to him or
mm-hmm.
don't?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Or block,
which I don't block anybody. That's one of my things. I want to know what's going on.
See, but
I know.
There you go.
I know.
There you go. Don't touch it. That's like still touching it mm-hmm. a little bit, I think. I mean, mm-hmm. block it so it's not in your life anymore. How simple is that?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that toxic in your life.
The
toxic validation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something to think about.
It's something to think about. And then the spiral keeps going down or keeps going up, and you'll hit that situation again. And those are your little lessons.
Yeah.
Because if you only learn and you keep getting better and better and better until you achieve it, but they're going to keep coming around. So don't feel like a failure.
No. And here's this part with not, sorry for interrupting,
no,
but here's
good.
This part with, because I've heard this, like you've felt like a failure, like,
or you feel
last
dumb.
Year or whatever, I remember or something. And I'm like, no, anyways. And to know that, you know what, you are really good at relationships,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're good at manifesting relationships mm-hmm. because like Lisa's feeling, and maybe a lot of you other people are like, oh my God, here's another one, you mm-hmm. know, turn the page.
Mm-hmm.
But they're tests for the right
it's
one
on
to
that
come.
Spiral. Yeah.
It's on
and it's
spiral.
On the spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'll be keep hitting these little bumps and these little bumps on the spiral over and over again. But that's how you learn.
And change your thought process that mm-hmm. you are good at relationships. You are good at manifesting relationships.
But honestly, I am.
And
we're in the society
happening.
Of the hookup culture and the grass is always greener syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Online dating is, oh my God, you were so wonderful. You're everything I ever wanted. Oh my God. But you know what? I think I'm going to try to find somebody a little bit better. Hop back online.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you're not good. And that doesn't mean that you're horrible. You're bad. It's just the culture nowadays.
Yeah. And here's part of it with your standards and boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And that's okay. And you know what? I'm like, she didn't even want to try. That should be okay for even a sex coach to be like, that's my standard and boundary.
Oh, but
if
I got
you
it thrown
do
in my
it,
face.
If you want to do it,
right.
That's okay.
Right.
That's okay for all of you who it's good
yes,
for.
Yes, but for me, and that's why I say straight from the beginning, that is off boundary.
So
that's off the
no
table.
On the peer pressure,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then with anything, no mm-hmm. on the peer pressure. And also no on the peer pressure with your standards and boundaries,
mm-hmm.
women who are dating
mm-hmm.
or married.
Mm-hmm.
No, like what if somebody who was married, they wanted all of a sudden the man comes home and he wants a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bye-bye.
I will cut a hoe.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But then he can
and then
come
are
back
you
and...
strong enough? Like, mm-hmm. because I don't like, gosh, I wasn't going to talk about, I don't want to talk
okay,
about
well,
my ex relationship, you
mm-hmm.
know, or whatever. But,
right.
You know. I don't know. I just.
Everybody has them. And I think us as women need to support each other, lift each other up, because we're all pretty much going through the same struggles.
Yeah.
You know, if you're married and your husband comes home and says, I want a threesome, and you say, absolutely not, are you fucking nuts? Then he's going to go crying. Oh, you're not fulfilling me sexually.
Yeah.
She never fulfilled me sexually. And women, how many men out there, honestly, on the dating sites, you ask them about, you know, their exes? What do you hear? Do you ever hear, oh my God, she's the greatest? No, you always hear, oh my God, she's fucking crazy.
But the crazy thing is, but in my world, in the coaching world, mm-hmm. we've done so much work and conditioning on our, on, and I've seen this where relationships where they do break up mm-hmm. kindly and nicely mm-hmm. and still have compassion for each other.
That's not the norm.
It's not the norm, mm-hmm. but it's like, oh my gosh, especially, people can actually do that.
Mm-hmm. Especially on dating sites. Everybody's mm-hmm. like, oh, my ex was fucking crazy, or, oh, she didn't fulfill me sexually. She had no sex drive. I met with one man, and honestly, he said to me, I'm like, why don't you have any children if you were married for that long? And he said that sex was so bad with her that it ended up where he couldn't get it up to have Come children. On. Now, mind you, Come at the on. End of the date. He was probably date,
watching porn.
At the end of the date, that motherfucker unzipped his pants, whipped out his wiener, and told me to, isn't it beautiful, and to touch it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of the date. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm dealing with, girls. Yeah, still, I know. Still, I know.
Still, right? Mm-hmm. If you go back and have listened to, I don't remember which podcast it was, but you have to listen to them all if you haven't listened.
I know, it's
find
ridiculous.
It. But it's what you're asking for the universe. And so Lisa's person is out there and it's coming. It's just these little things that are happening that she's having to...
A lot of us girls are out there dating in your 40s, in your 30s, in your 50s.
And girls, if you don't want the dick pic, come on, stand in your standard and boundaries and, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. It really is. But I just want to encourage you girls to keep your heads held high. Be strong. Don't go back to the situationship that is sending you screenshots out of the blue of some chick that's flying in to come and fuck him and see him.
Yeah.
And don't ever let anybody tell you a whore for trying to uplift women for a fucking podcast. You ignorant pew.
Yes.
My God, what an idiot. But I hope this helps you ladies out there.
Yeah, we are empowering women. We mm-hmm. are trying to empower as we are growing ourselves mm-hmm. through everything, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. And even though we are a life coach and an intimate sex coach, we don't have everything figured out.
No.
People still take the wind out of your sails and knock your knees out from under you. But yeah. That's why we're here, is because we're real. We're here and we're trying to learn by my mistakes and encouraging you.
And
girls.
If we have different opinions than yours, that's okay. Talk about them. That's what makes us completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You can have your opinion and maybe, just maybe, how about thinking about into that person's thought
mm-hmm.
instead of like being so, oh my God, like no way. There's mm-hmm. no way.
Be empathetic towards the humankind. And just now, maybe, assholes. Like my situationship, toxic fucker, you kick those fuckers to the curb. There is no getting into somebody.
No, I'm talking like about women if they're listening to the podcast and yeah. they're like disagreeing with us or mm-hmm. or have their little, mm-hmm. you know, like how women do or the
I
talk.
Respect that then.
Yeah.
I respect that. And maybe come on our show and debate with us about it. I love that.
Or just look into, instead of debating,
mm-hmm.
that's validating. You're mm-hmm. validating your thought. We're validating ours,
mm-hmm.
you know? Just be like, well, maybe there is something to that.
Right.
Maybe there's something that they're saying. Or
there's some truth
or not
to that.
Just us, somebody else, that there might be something, some truth to it. And maybe mm-hmm. really consider
mm-hmm.
and contemplate how they got to that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe... Mm-hmm. You've grown past that, or mm-hmm. maybe you haven't got there yet,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
Everybody
has a life and circumstances that has made them who they are, how they think, and how they feel,
mm-hmm.
what they're attracted to and everything. But it's us to consciously heal.
Yeah. Those actions. And we are who we were raised to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how our identity is. And mm-hmm. what were we talking about today? Like, when we say, oh my gosh, what was it? Don't make fun of me. Right?
Oh,
Other people's mm-hmm. thoughts.
Don't
oh my
laugh
gosh,
at me.
That's my thought of other people thinking mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they're thinking that they're making fun of you.
Yeah, but they're really not. Some of them are really not.
And what was your thought on that part, on that?
Mine was feeling dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like if you end up not succeeding in something or, you know, getting with the situationship, you know?
Yeah, or other people are going to think I'm dumb.
Yeah, but you know what?
But that's other people's opinions forming who you are.
Right.
So who are we authentically? Who are we? Who is our identity?
We're badass motherfuckers. And that's why I'm on here sharing my experiences and my downfalls live on a podcast because it doesn't matter. I know who I am. I know I'm not stupid. And I know that I, you know, everybody makes mistakes and we have to move on and be stronger and smarter from that.
Oh my gosh. I'm just so in awe of you, Lisa, to go through all this with all of this, right, ladies? Mm. I mean, it takes a lot to be vulnerable and, you know, some people are going to be, you know, judging her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't care.
I might be
helping other people through with what I'm going through.
Even if I help one woman and by just relating to her in some kind of a way and pulling her out of depression or, you know what, it's freaking worth it.
And my gosh, Lisa and I came from when we bonded, mm-hmm. her and I both bonded where, I don't know, it happens. We just knew.
Mm-hmm. Our souls were just like happy.
But we bonded with not liking women.
Mm-hmm. And now we're here.
And now we're here helping, empowering, and healing women.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yes.
So, anyways, that, I don't know what the next episode.
Nope. We really don't have anything on the agenda. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you want us to talk about, please email us at nakedandferal@gmail.com. We would love to talk about that. And we love you guys so much.
Yep, we love you. And thank you for being a part of this. See you next Tuesday.
And have a beautiful and blessed day. Mwah.
Mwah. You are part of Naked and Feral.
We are Naked and Feral.